now. Hello. So first of all, I would like to thank the Altar Society for co-hosting this event with us. They have brought pamphlets if you're interested in the Altar Society. And I actually would like the Altar Society members to raise their hands. So in case you want to ask them questions, you can ask them questions on the break about the Altar Society, okay? So let's give them a hand for all the good food they provided. So a little overview of the day. We're going to have a short little reflection time this morning. Then we're going to have a break, and then we're going to have a talk, and then another break, and then a talk, and then at around 11:45, we're going to go over to the church for adoration and confession. And Father has provided extra priests there to hear confessions, so we'll give you more details on that a little bit later when we get closer to that time. So why don't we open with a prayer, okay? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time here today. We ask you to be with us in a special way. I ask you to be in a special way with Jenny and Barbara, who will be speaking later. I ask you to go be with Liz right now, who couldn't be with us today because she had to leave for home a little bit earlier than she planned. I ask you to just let our hearts soak with you today, that you open our hearts to what you might have in mind for us. Remove all barriers, all fears, all worries. Jesus, we trust in you and we thank you ahead of time for all the wonderful things that you're going to do for each one here today. Amen. Father, amen. Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, surprise, not Liz, you get Debbie. So, so first we're going to talk a little bit about St. Faustina, and I think everybody here probably knows who St. Faustina is, but I'm going to give you a little bio on her. I got to know her very well about 15 years ago when I discovered her diary and was called to teach about her for 3 years. So she's become a very good friend to me. So she was born in Poland in 1905. I found this interesting that she was baptized with the name of Helen. But she only went to school for 3 semesters. That just kind of blew my mind. Because I assume back then that their semesters were like our semesters. So she only probably went to school for 1.5 years. So the Lord still used her in a mighty way with that little bit of time. So when she was 16, she left home and joined the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. And there she had jobs from housekeeper to porter to gatekeeper to gardener to cook. She did any job they asked her to do without complaint, without worries, without being afraid of anything. And then her most significant contribution, of course, was Jesus visited her and asked her to write this about his divine mercy. And I think she had such a great childlike trust in God that she just was able to do this. She was able to write down anything she heard. She didn't doubt. I think she did doubt sometimes, but but for the most part, she trusted him. She trusted him and followed through to the point that she even made a sacrifice of her own life to him. I found it interesting. I'm skipping a little bit ahead, but she died at the age of 33, which was the exact same age as Jesus. And I guess I didn't realize that till I was researching her the other day. I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting, all of that. So Saint Maria Faustina became the apostle and secretary of his mercy. And Jesus said in Diary 1588, I send prophets wielding thunderbolts to my people. Today I am sending you with my mercy to the people of the whole world. I do not want to punish aching mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my most merciful heart. I don't know about you, that would have made me a little bit nervous. But this diary has gone around the world. It's been posted in 20 languages. If you haven't read it, it is sure worth a read again or a revisit for sure. She was canonized and became a saint April 30th of 2000. And that's a short little mini biography on St. Faustina. Now, as I was researching for this 2 days ago, surprise, I used the divinemercy.org website, and one of the things I would like to talk about is fear. And one of the priests or whoever writes that website actually counted how many times Jesus told St. Faustina not to have fear. And he told her 48 times. And this priest said, yes, I actually counted. So we all have fear. It comes and it goes. But they also said at this website that fear is one of the enemy's greatest tools. More than anything else, Jesus needs us to turn from fear and to trust him. That is why every Divine Mercy image has the words, Jesus, I trust in you, on it. So, a little testimony from me now. So, I've been living with a lot of fear for the last year and a half. A lot of fear. And I think there's a reason Jesus wanted me to research fear in St. Faustina to remind me what I had forgotten. So, just short story. I got diagnosed with AFib a year and a half, been in and out of the hospital. It's still not under control. But every time when I wake up in the middle of the night, and this is from probably my years of trusting or just teaching the Divine Mercy, I always say the Eternal Father prayer. And for those of you that don't know it, I'm just going to say it right now. It's, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world. So if that doesn't calm me down, because sometimes it doesn't, some nights are worse than others, I then start saying the Divine Mercy chaplet and just, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world until I calm down. But as I was driving here today and thinking about this, I realized that St. Faustina and Jesus have been with me this whole journey, because I could probably tell you that at least 20 times a day or more, I say, Jesus, I trust in you. Because I never know when I'm going to have an episode. I never know what's going to happen. And I just keep repeating it over and over again. And I'm starting to figure it out. I think by having to research a little bit and realizing he told her 48 times, don't be afraid. I think he needs to tell me 500, but that's because I'm me. So if you have fear, don't let fear rule your life. Just know that he is with us. He wants to take care of us. And he will. It's not a perfect world. So that leaves me. I wanted to read one other thing from her diary to everybody. It is, 1488, I believe. Yeah, 1488. My child, life on earth is a struggle indeed, a great struggle for my kingdom. But fear not, because you are not alone. I am always supporting you, so lean on me as you struggle, fearing nothing. Take the vessel of trust and draw from the fountain of life for yourself, but also for other souls, especially such that are as are distrustful of my goodness. So those were actually Jesus' words to Saint Faustina, because they're in bold. And so he's telling us not to be afraid, that he's always with us. And so that's partly what I wanted to share. And now I would like us to lead us all in a little prayer experience. So if we can just settle our hearts down. And I felt like, I hate microphones, just so you know. So I felt like the other day, I feel like this is Jesus speaking to each one of you here, because these are the words that I heard him say. Fear not, my beloved ones, I am here with you. Give me all that you are carrying. Today I ask you to trust me. To trust me with your children. To trust me with your family. To trust me with your health. To trust me with your finances. To trust me with your fears and your worries. To trust me with your fear of being alone. To trust me with your fear of the future. To trust me with your fear of being unseen. To trust me with the fear that you are not good enough. Now let's listen and see if Jesus puts anything else on your heart now. So I'd like to end this prayer with us saying three times, Jesus, I trust in you, all together. So, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,